Talk Show. Recorded live.
Well, welcome, Daring Daughters. Today I have a prayer need, and I have an interview that I am going to be doing. And this particular session, this live session today, we are talking about pro-life needs. And we're not just talking about them in just kind of a random way, but in a very specific way with a very current, urgent need. And I have with me on the line a very dear friend named Randa. And Randa, could you just quickly share a little bit just of your, just introducing who you are and how God gave you a heart for girls in crisis pregnancies?
Well, hi, my name is Randa Wolf, and I grew up in a Christian home. And I grew up, believing. And then I kind of fell away, and then the Lord brought me back, and I went to Bible college, and, you know, I had every intention of waiting till I was married to have kids. But then life just got kind of crazy, and I just started doubting myself and doubting my faith, and I kind of I felt like I couldn't get to God anymore, and so I'd started looking to guys and to relationships to kind of fill that need for love in myself, and I'd only known this guy for a month, and I got pregnant, and it was a hard decision then. You know, I actually did think about abortion because I was still kind of going to church at the time, and, you know, my family was Christian, and to come and to admit to everybody that I was pregnant outside of marriage and just thinking what everybody's reactions would be, it was a really scary place to be in. And
okay, before you go on to the rest of your story, which I want to get into just all, you know, more of what was going through your mind and going through your heart. But I want to also share this in context with this prayer need that I got today. Just a couple hours ago, I received an urgent prayer need from somebody I don't even know. That I'm in this one online group with other mothers, and there was a mother, not even a friend of mine online, but it was someone I was just kind of like distantly connected to. And this woman shared a urgent prayer need, and this is completely confidential, and I don't even know this girl's name, but there is a girl today. She is an 18-year-old girl, and she grew up in a Christian home, like you did, Randa. She is a girl who is away from God right now. She has she ran off with a guy. She's actually this girl is living in the back of a truck. She's smoking pot right now, and she is 16 weeks pregnant and right on the brink of considering aborting this baby, thinking that nobody even knows what's going on. Somehow somebody found out, and there's some people right now who are praying. And just a couple hours ago, I spent some time with my teenage son, Mark. We spent some time praying for this girl. And I tell you, there was such a burden that came over me for this girl and for her baby, and just praying today that this girl would be just overwhelmed with the truth and the love of God, and that she would just, I prayed that today she would see the truth, and that she, that God would put in her a love for her child that would come from Him. And, you know, when it talks about, you know, true love is a love that is willing, you know, willing to love somebody else more than yourself. Greater love has no man than this, than he would lay down his life for his friends. You know, Jesus laid down his life for us when he died on the cross for our sins. But, you know, when a mom, an unwed mother, finds out that she is pregnant and has you know, this girl is 16 weeks along. Okay, that's almost the same far along as my. I have a daughter-in-law right now that's expecting a baby, and she's just about that same distance along. And I know she's already seen an ultrasound. Within a couple weeks, she's going to find out if it's a boy or a girl. She's just barely starting to show. You know, I'm sure this girl has been experiencing some signs of pregnancy. You know, she's, I don't know, she's been feeling morning sickness in the morning. I don't know, you know, she's having to go to the bathroom more, feeling extra tired. You know, if she's been feeling any kicking yet. I don't know what she's feeling, but I do know there is a living person inside of her right now, and God loves this baby, and I am just praying that God's love will just, like, overwhelm this girl, where she will be willing to make these tough choices to bring this baby into the world. And Randa, I want you just to share, what was that like for you when you were, like, what were all those thoughts going through your head of what it would mean to admit, you know, publicly that you are pregnant? And just, can you just share your heart?
Well, there was a lot of fear. I mean, there was fear about what people would think of me and how I might be branded, and but more than that, there was fear of how was I going to take care of this baby. I wasn't married. I wasn't going to just marry the guy because we'd been together, you know, only a month. And so it was really scary. And I really felt like that. I remember one day just kind of in despair being like, God, you know, I'm in a mess, like, you know. And I remember him saying, you know, that you can trust me, that I will take care of you, and that I will take care of your child. And for 5 years, I've never once had to buy clothes for my son, not one time. Mm-hmm. I've had brand new clothes handed down to me for 5 years. Mostly brand new. I mean, they've been worn, but they've been good. The Lord has provided for me financially. I have a two-bedroom house with just me and my son that I get super cheap. I just had a favor with the landlady, and I pay $600 a month in the Columbia Gorge for a two-bedroom house with a hot tub in the backyard. I mean, just... I could go on testimony after testimony after testimony of the way that the Lord has provided financially for me and my child. When I've looked to Him, you know, there's a lot of places that we can look. And I have a lot of friends who think that a man is going to solve all their problems. And I know what that's like. I know that it seems, that looks like an easy solution. But the Lord just has been, you know, He's just been working this in me for a few years now, that He's my provider, and that He will always provide for Jaden and I, and I just need to trust Him until He brings my husband along.
Mm. And so, Randa, what was it like, okay, during, you know, back when it was early and nobody knew, what were those first steps of, like, did you go to a crisis pregnancy center or someplace like that? Did you go to a doctor? Did you go to a friend? Who did you go to first when you're trying to figure out what's going on?
Well, I believe the first person I told was my sister. I have an older sister. And, you know, unfortunately, she was just like, well, you know, I'll support your decision, whatever you decide to do. And then I told another friend, and then I told the guy, and he was also just kind of on the line as to if I should have an abortion or not. And so...
Well, how did that make you feel? Like, even when these people close to you are just like, well, you know, if you decide to get an abortion, I'll support you. Like what did that, what was going through your head? What was going through your thoughts? What was this like internal struggle you were going through? I want us to think about, you know, what if this girl is listening right now, or another girl in the future who is pregnant right now, and this is like a totally life-shocking decision, whether she has grown up like in a Christian home or with some sort of a background of even, you know, caring for the unborn or not, of just what was going through your head?
Well, I knew that, you know, that abortion wasn't right. I knew that it was wrong because I had grown up in the back. And the Christian background, and I'd gone to church, and I, you know, I had a love for, I had a love for children, anyways, and so it was really conflicting because I knew that it was wrong, but I also
but
knew.
But just like you had also known that, you know, being in an immoral relationship before marriage, that was wrong too, you know, so it's like, I mean, was that even just this internal struggle that, okay, I've already made a mess, you know, do I want to go public with this?
Right, exactly. I mean, it was more everybody finding out that I was in an immoral relationship, and because I was hiding that, and I wasn't being honest about the struggles that I was facing. And so yeah, that was the struggle, and also just the fears of how I was going to take care of it, and where we would live, and how I would work, and
so what did you do?
I eventually decided to keep it, and I called my dad and told him that I needed to go out to dinner, and I had something I had to tell him. And so I went out to dinner with my dad, and I told my dad I had something really, like big, like terrible, kind of. He wasn't going to be happy. And so we went out to dinner, and when I told my dad, like, I'm pregnant, he's like, oh, is that all? I thought you were going to tell me you were adopted or something. My dad brought his heart, made light of it for me. It's not a light thing, but my dad, I was really worried about how my dad was going to react to it. I mean, his opinion meant more than anybody. And if my dad hadn't reacted the way he had, I don't know that I would have come to the church and been open about it. Or, but my dad was like, well, you know, it's no big, we'll work it out. We'll help you. We'll be there for you. He's like, you are going to keep it, right? And you know, and I think that that was also a huge part of me deciding to keep it, because I knew that I had support, and I knew that I had help, and I knew that my dad still loved me. As silly as it is to think that I ever thought that would change my dad's love for me, I did think that. And so... Yeah,
I know Rand's dad. He's a drummer, and he is such a passionate person. He actually, when we first came to the church we used to go to, he was actually the first person who we met. We talked to him on the phone. He answered the church phone that day, and I was asking him about the church, and just so loved the church, and was telling us about how awesome the worship was, and how, and Rand's dad is one that just gives the hugest hugs, and just a very intense person. And so to have that kind of intense love that Rand's dad has, for him to convey that to Randa in a way that is just like, I love you. I love you, Randa. You're my daughter. And nothing, you know, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing. Neither height nor depth nor principalities nor things present nor things to come. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. I know there's this one verse that talks about, you know, if I ascend into the heavens, you are there. If I go down into the pit, you are there. That wherever we go, and no matter whatever mess we make of our life, no matter what hell we're in, that God, nothing can separate us from the love of God. And if there is a girl listening to this right now, and you are contemplating abortion, just to escape or to hide from the sin, thinking that you don't want to be separated from the love or approval of people around you, I want you to know nothing matters more than the love of God. Nothing. And nothing can separate you from the love of God. And just like Randa's dad is like, whether a mother decides to keep her baby or to give that baby up for adoption, and I know that is also an option for a girl facing an unplanned pregnancy, but just to know, I'm going to help you through this. I'm going to help you through this. I'm going to help you through this pregnancy. I'm going to help you through this labor. I'm going to be with you, and I'm going to direct you, and I'm going to provide for you. Randa, as you went through the pregnancy itself, what was that like as a single woman during that part of it? And even like just, what that was like, as you kind of got into that last trimester when it gets pretty obvious and it's, people see that you're pregnant, or even thinking of going through the labor and delivery as a single woman. What was it like?
I honestly felt pretty detached most of my pregnancy. I mean, I was just pregnant, and it was just kind of a detail that I didn't pay a lot of attention to. I didn't get real sick. It was a pretty easy pregnancy for me. I worked. I'm a waitress. I worked up until 10 days before I had the baby because I had no choice. I had to. And then I saved up my money and so that I could take some time off work afterwards. And it wasn't until the last trimester that I really started feeling excited and love for the child inside of me. I mean, I have to tell you that you have no idea what love is until you have a child. Your love for your child is the greatest love that I have ever experienced. It's far greater than any man's love, than anything. But I didn't know that when I was pregnant. You don't really know it until you lay eyes on your baby and you see how they hold your same features. And as they grow up, you watch and you see how they maybe laugh the same way you do, or they, and just they love you so much. And so it wasn't really until that last trimester, or especially when the baby started moving around a lot, that I really started feeling kind of attached and excited to have him. And you're still kind of scared, and I think labor, I was kind of a little scared, but not really.
Did you have family members with you?
Yeah, I did. My stepmom was with me at the hospital, and my mom was there, and my older sister came, and I actually almost died giving birth. I lost 6 pints of blood, and the doctors told my family to have everybody come who was going to want to say goodbye. And my stepmom was there, and she started praying, and the pastors of the church came, and they prayed. And, I mean, we don't have much more than 6 pints of blood in our body.
Wow.
And then they told me I would never have kids again. But God says different. And I am perfectly able to have more children should I ever get married, and that's an option. And I lived, and I was out of the hospital the next day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Randa, describe what it was like when Jaden was born, and you actually, when there was a face to this baby that you saw.
It was incredible. I mean, looking at my baby for the first time, even in the middle of losing 6 pints of blood, it was very traumatic. I mean, it was a war zone in there. But as soon as he was in my arms, even though I knew that something wasn't right, and the doctor was calling in an emergency response team, my focus was solely on Jaden, on his face, on trying to nurse him. My first thought when I woke up from surgery was my baby needs to eat, and I was upset that they, you know, that they weren't going to let me nurse him right away, and I have pictures of me. I'm white as a ghost because I've lost so much blood, but Jane's in my arms, and I'm just looking at him in the middle of the war zone. and there was nothing in the room that I was focused on except for him, and I just, it's just pure love.
There's a verse.
I have.
Go ahead.
Oh, I have a scripture that's been really meaningful for me. It's in Psalms 107, and it says, "Some sat in darkness and deepest gloom, miserable prisoners in chains. They rebelled against the words of God, scorning the counsel of the Most High. Lord, they help. Lord, help, they cried in their distress, and he saved them from their distress. He led them from the darkness and deepest gloom. He snapped their chains. Let them praise the Lord for his great love and for all his wonderful deeds to him. For he broke down their prison gates of bronze. He cut apart their bars of iron." And that describes my life in a nutshell, right there in that one scripture. "For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Not only did he take me from my prisons, even when I rebelled against him, but now he satisfies me with good things."
Wow. And even through this whole experience, you really came and surrendered everything back to the Lord. And God got a hold of your life. A verse that I also think about is Revelation 12:11 that says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death." And, you know, just even realize that, you know, there is an enemy out there, an enemy that lies and brings temptation, and then, you know, and then the devil is just so horrible, where he tempts us to do sin, and then he, you know, balls us out afterwards and condemns us and makes us just feel like dirt because we fell into his temptation, and then he just, you know, makes us feel like then there's no other way out, and the enemy hates our guts. He just hates us. But God is opposite. God loves us. He loves us, and God will help us to overcome the hold and the chains of the enemy. And God is going to help us to overcome by the blood of the Lamb. And that is through what Jesus did on the cross for us. That Jesus, when he died on the cross, he took on the sins of the world. He understands. He felt those sins. He experienced those sins. He was separated from the Father out of love for us, and then went to the cross to pay our sin penalty, and died on the cross and rose from the dead. And, you know, the Bible says that we can overcome the devil. We can overcome the enemy and those chains and those bondages and bad relationships and just traps of addictions. And so, you know, whether it's, you know, relationships or whether it's substance abuse, that God can help us to overcome those by the blood of the Lamb, by his blood, by his power, by his salvation, and through the word of our testimony. And, you know, Randa, even like you, of you know, sharing your testimony is something that can help others to overcome these hard decisions in their life, and then to love not our lives unto death, of just realizing that God wants for his love to be inside us, where we just, we love others, including like an unwed mother loving her baby even more than she loves her reputation, even more than she loves what other people are going to think about her, more than anything, and willing to lay down her life for her child, and in that to experience the love of God.
Yeah, it's a choice, and it's not a feeling. It's a choice
that you choose to trust God, that He's going to work all those details out that are scary. And I've chosen to trust God, and He has worked them out. I don't think it's easy whether you're married or whether you're single. I mean, being parents is, you know, it has its own set of challenges, but I wouldn't trade it for anything. I would not trade it. I was thinking, I was reflecting on this year and reflecting on my life, and I wouldn't undo it. I would not change my life. I wouldn't change my mistakes. I wouldn't. God, my life is, I am who I am, and God is here. No matter the mistakes that I've made, no matter the wrong choices, the Lord will turn them for good.
And the truth of the matter is, we can't go backwards. You know, we can't. And God, He takes us today. He takes us today right where we're at. And He has been with our yesterdays. He's been watching over us. He's been with us. You know, the Bible, you know, God was with you, Randa, even when you were in your mother's womb. And God knew where you would be today, way back then. And God has been with you. And, you know, we are stuck in time. And so there's no way we can go back and undo anything from yesterday's, from our yesterday's, from our choices. All we can do is, from right where we're at right now, we can surrender to God and ask Him to take control of our life, everything, good, bad, ugly, past, present, future, give Him the whole thing. And then God comes in and He redeems it all. You know, where, like for you, Randa, that He came in, and, you know, of course you don't want to go back and change those things, because you see Jaden in front of you and you see this precious kid that God's given you, and you just love him more than anything. And so, of course, you're not going to go back and wish it any other way. That's because God in His redemption has come in and redeemed the past. And, you know, something too, Randa, is that you even, God's even stirring in you in this upcoming year. He's stirring up in you like some challenges and things for you to, you know, be daring for God to step out and to follow Him in reaching out to those who need Jesus and who need help and who need encouragement. And can you share a couple things of kind of some things God is stirring in your heart right now as far as, you know, even ministry and things stirring in you?
Yeah, God is so good. He's so much fun, you know. Mm. I feel like God's asking me to go on these adventures with Him in this year. And these adventures are, my number one is women. Women who maybe have low self-esteem or low self-worth, or maybe they don't believe that God can love them, and so they don't turn to God. And then they, you know, then we find ourselves in messes, and we find ourselves in situations that only God can get us out of. And so I'm working on writing, just kind of using my own life and then using scriptures that the Lord's given me to get out of those situations. And I'm trying to write this women's Bible study, and then I'm going to be leading a women's Bible study starting in February. And so I'm doing that. And then, you know, the Lord's been stirring in me, just personally in my own life, just invest and increase. When we invest the Word of God in ourselves daily and faithfully, that He increases, that our lives increase. So I have to become less so that His love can become more. And I'm really, I just feel like the Lord is really stretching me to reach out with His love, because I do have a testimony, and I have been to the deepest glooms and the miserable prisons and in chains, and so mostly for women and children. And then I'm involved in a youth outreach, and we have a small church over in Bingen called The House that's kind of being built up from the ground right now, and we don't have a youth group yet, but we're working on it. And so that's on my heart,
this year to, we're doing a winter camp and inviting some teens along who want to come to that. And so I feel like the Lord's eventually going to be having me in a leadership position in that way.
That is so awesome. That is so awesome. Randa, could you share just real quick of, in being a mother and, you know, raising a young boy by yourself, what have been, just like in like little headlines, what are a few of the toughest things, and then what are a few of the greatest joys that you've had? Just like a, you know, if you could like lay out in front of us like a dozen pictures, and, you know, maybe half of them would be, okay, this and this and this. These were tough ones, but God was there. But, oh, let me share with you these moments. Oh, these were rich and sweet and amazing.
Well, my situation is unique in that my mom died a couple years ago when Jaden was only about a year and a half. And so not having a grandma, your mom is always kind of like your best friend, or your one of your closest friends. You go to your mom for a lot, especially when you're a new mother. And so that was really tough for me, just to not have somebody who I can be like, how do you get Play-Doh out of the carpet? Or, I mean, honestly, children don't come with handbooks. There's a lot of things that I don't know, that I feel like I don't know how to do. But then again, the Lord has brought some other people along who kind of act in that role. And it blesses me every time, just because my mom isn't there. But some of the toughest things, I think, is just trying to figure out how to work and provide for both of us, and work around his school schedule and still be able to make enough money. And, you know, that's hard. And sometimes it's easy. I mean, especially because men come along and they want to step in and they want to be like, I'll take care of you. And, you know, you won't have to do as much and you won't have to struggle. And I just faced this about 6 months ago, this temptation. And the man was a good guy, but he wasn't a godly man. And you know, it's easy to be like, well, he's a good guy, you know. But I didn't. I said, Lord, my husband is going to love God. And I've just had to just continue trusting the Lord through those struggles. My son broke his arm one time. That was hard. But the best times are when he brings home a picture from school that he's drawn for me, and it says, I love you, Mama. Mm. Or when he picks me a flower and says, here, Mama, put this in your hair. Or when we're just at home and maybe I'm doing chores around the house and he's playing and he runs into the room just to say, Mama, I love you. And then he runs back out to go play. You know, I feel like God loves me through my child so much. I feel a lot of times just that God is telling that to me. I love you. I love you, Randa. Because I still struggle with believing that God loves me and accepts me. And, I mean, I don't struggle with it as much as I used to, but it's still not always easy when you haven't lived a perfect life. And I am constantly having to look to Jesus and ask Jesus to remind me that he's my righteousness, and that my relationship with God isn't through my own righteousness, but that it's through Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I'm so thankful for that, because my life without God would be so dark. And my life is full of joyful moments of, you know, just witnessing God's goodness and having healthy relationships with brothers and sisters.
Wow. Randa, I want to pray for you and for God's purposes in your life this year. And then I would like for you to pray for this girl who we neither of us know, but God knows exactly who she is, this girl that is contemplating abortion right now. And for anyone else who may get a hold of this audio, whom, you know, whether it's, you know, facing temptation or facing that choice, but I just want us to pray. And I want to start by praying for you, and then if you could pray for this girl and for her baby. And Father, right now, we just come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you that you are faithful and you are good. Lord, I thank you that you are a good Father that can take us right now, right where we're at. Father, I thank you that you have been watching over Randa throughout her life, and I thank you that you are the great God with so much love, more love than she can even imagine. Love for her, love for Jaden, love for her future. I thank you that you are, just as in Jeremiah, that you are a God of a future and a hope. And Lord, I thank you that you make all things beautiful in your time, beautiful, that you turn ashes, you take those ashes and stuff from the dust heap and you turn them into just treasures that are amazing and beautiful. Lord, I just thank you so much for what you are doing in Randa and in her son and what you're doing in their lives. I thank you for helping her to just walk through. I thank you for giving her the strength to withstand temptation. And, you know, even, you know, we all face temptation, little things here and there, big things, little things. But Lord, I thank you that your grace is enough. Your grace is enough that, you know, you help us through everything. You provide for us. I thank you. You are the great provider. I thank you for providing all these clothes for Jaden over the years. I thank you for providing this good place for them to live in. I thank you for friends and church family and opportunities for being able to share with others. And Father, I just pray in this upcoming year that you would just direct Randa. Lord, I just pray that, Lord, she would help to overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb, Lord, by your love, by your amazing salvation, deliverance, safety, soundness, all that you have wrapped up in the gift of your salvation, and you have given Randa, and some of those gifts, they are gifts of battle, that you have given her gifts for her to enter into enemy territory and for her to do battle for your kingdom. And Lord, I just pray that you would anoint Randa and you would help her, Lord, to just love you with all of her heart, soul, mind, and strength. Help her, Lord, to be the mom, the mommy that you have called her to be. Help her, Lord, to balance her work and taking care of Jaden and school stuff and home stuff and everything else, things at church and things with friends. And Lord, I just pray that you would just help balance it all and just day by day, that you would give Randa your wisdom to just walk this life out from here forward, Lord, redeeming every day, including all those days in the back, Lord, that you can redeem every day and make it all beautiful. Lord, I just pray that you would bring people into Randa's path, that she would be able to help rescue and be able to speak your truth in your life. And Lord, help her as she's teaching this women's class. Help her, Lord, as she's beginning to put together this Bible study and as she's writing down her story and as she's just even learning more so she can articulate it with people who desperately need you. And Lord, I just pray for your anointing on Randa and on her son, Jaden. And Lord, we just pray for your purposes to be done in her life, in Jesus' name.
Thank you. I receive that. God, right now, Lord, I just pray for this young lady who is 6 weeks. 6 weeks.
16 weeks.
16 weeks, Lord. That baby has 5 toes and 5 fingers, and it looks like a baby, God. It is a baby, and I just pray for her, Lord.
God, and I pray that you would, that the mouth of the enemy would be shut in Jesus'
yes.
name, God. And I pray that you would send people who would speak life and truth over her, God. We just stand right now with her, Lord, against the fears and the uncertainties, God. We just stand in the gap for her, Lord. We just stand for her right now. And we just say, no, this life is for the Lord.
Yes.
The Lord has redeemed this life in Jesus' name. And so, God, I just pray and I thank you that as she begins to make the right choices, that the people would react in a way that she would feel okay, if she would still feel loved, because I know that you've heard our prayer and you're going to answer it. And so now, God, I just pray that you would bring the right people around her who can help her through this situation, Lord, who will help teach her how to be a mom, how to start to begin to live, to make choices that are best for her child. And so we just thank you for these things. Lord, I even ask that someday I get to meet this girl, but I don't know who she is, Lord. I believe that I will get to meet her and hug her and tell her that we prayed for her.
Mm.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, I pray for this girl. And Lord, I pray you'd make her a warrior and you'd make her tough and that she would get to this place where she just, Lord, I pray that your love would just flood over her, that it would just be like she's just like swimming in your love and feeling how much you love her. You died for her. You love her.
Yeah.
But Lord, she is covered with the blood of Jesus. You love her. Lord,
yeah,
even like
Lord.
Randa, when Randa was there and you know, her life was on the line and she's lost all this blood and she looks at her little son and she's just like, all she could think about was her love for Jade and her love for this little son.
Yes,
and Lord,
Lord,
I just pray that your love would just overwhelm this girl. She would be just overwhelmed with your love. And Lord, that you would give her the strength to be a fighter and that she would fight for good and fight for the life of her child and fight to overcome temptations and fight to overcome bondages and that she would not care what other people think. She would not care what people in the church think. She would not care what this guy thinks. She would not care. Lord, I just pray that she would not fear people. That she would not be moved by the fear of man, but she would fear God. And I come against the lie of the enemy that would let her think that she can continue living in sin and she can go ahead and get this abortion and she can later, you know, she can later repent and later stand before you, right? I come against the lie that is just trampling on the goodness and the grace of God. That I just pray that lie would just be repulsive to her and instead she would be willing to give up her life for you and to give up her life for her child and Lord that you would give her the strength to not care what anybody thinks, to not care how hard it's going to be because you're going to help her and you're going to give her grace for every day. And Lord, I pray that you would help her to see whether it's just like in her mind's eye, those little moments like Randa mentioned of a little child bringing a flower and saying, oh, mommy, let me put this in your hair, or bringing a little picture, you know, these little stick figures and just, I love you, mommy. Those little hugs of coming in after being out playing and just, I love you, mom. And whether this girl is called to raise this child or to give this child up for adoption, Lord, I pray that you would give her wisdom in that and you would sustain her and you would help her to know the right choice. And I pray for her family members who are devastated even already by just the choices that have been made. But, Lord, I pray that just like you gave Randa's dad grace to just love her in spite of what was going on and just, hey, we'll be with you. We'll be with you. You didn't put yourself up for, you know, you didn't abandon me as your dad, did you? Lord, I thank you that you're going to hold up this girl and you're going to help her. You're going to help her through this pregnancy, and you're going to help her through the delivery, and you're going to help her through the birth, and then you're going to help her to provide the right home and place of love for this child to grow and to serve you. And we just thank you for that. Lord, we just pray for your plans and purposes for this girl and for her baby and for what you want to accomplish through both of them for your kingdom purposes. And I thank you again, Lord. I thank you for Randa, and I thank you for Jaden and what you want to accomplish through both of them for your kingdom purposes, even through this interview today and through whatever else you have, Lord. We just love you, and we thank you for your unfailing love, your unfailing love. You are so good, Lord. And all of us have fallen so short of your glory. Lord, help us just to live by grace and with love in a very dark and hurting world. Help us to love the unlovely. Help us, Lord, to really care for people and for us not to be selfish. But Lord, help us to live for you and for your kingdom and for eternity and for others. Thank you for the cross, and thank you for your forgiveness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Randa, I just, from the bottom of my heart, I just thank you so much for just sharing your story today. And for anybody who's listening to this, I want to just encourage people, just as this girl comes to your mind, or as you meet other people who have made mistakes and who, you know, Lord, let's just ask God to help us all to extend more of God's grace to others who need God. And for us, just as this girl comes to mind, that we would pray for her and for her baby, and for this pregnancy to come to fulfillment, you know, to a birth and a child, and just for life. We just speak life over this whole situation in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, God bless you, Randa. I know you got to go and pick up Jaden from school, so I'll let you go.
And I just thank you so much when you called to do that. You know, I've just been sitting there working on my Bible study, and it just really confirmed for me the Lord, what he'd put on my heart to do and his plans for my life. And I just laid my head down and just started crying, because it was just so timely that you, you know, the Lord just confirmed in me what he's been laying on my heart. And so, anyways, thank you.
You go for it. Go for it, girl. I love you, Randa. I love you. I'm so proud of you. You're an awesome mom and an awesome woman of God. And I love you very, very much. Give Jaden a hug for me, too.
Okay. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.